from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
And we will see the first snaps in a Bears uniform for the first number one overall pick in a Chicago Bears jersey since 1947. This is the 2022 Heisman winner at USC and Caleb Williams.
It's a guy, Wayne.
Procedural stuff, baby.
Procedural stuff. You're going to be locked in live Saturday to see all those.
Man.
Man in motions.
Like, man, look how he broke that huddle.
Pressure off the right side. Williams has to get rid of it, and he finds Swift on a little shovel, and there goes DeAndre Swift. Down inside the 20, all the way to the Buffalo red zone.
Yeah, felt good.
Allen in motion. Williams on the rollout. He's got DJ Moore wide open.
Little bootleg naked. Caleb Williams, he could have kept it and run it too, but nice, easy completion. Target right in front of you.
I want throws on the run. I want sidearm throws and miracle plays.
Off the fake, the bootleg, the fake pump, the fire downfield, and Cole Kmet with an excellent job along the sideline for a 25-yard gain, and Williams had some heat on that pass.
Came right back to the bootleg again. Now you've got the other option, and it's the deeper option. Way to square your hips, way to square your shoulders. Nice, accurate throw, able to hit the 7 route.
That's what you were talking about. Outside the pocket, he was very dangerous at USC.
Always looking to throw. Always looking to throw.
What a throw by Caleb Williams.
I thought overall in the pocket, you know, protected the football, had a consistent performance, and now we got to learn from this and get better.
Williams dancing, Williams running. Williams has a first down and smartly slides in the red zone and keeps this drive going.
Even got the slip and slide. He's even been practicing sliding. He's doing it all.
Slip and slides are dangerous.
I'm in danger.
Take it to the house. Take it to the house. Take it to the house.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Jim. Here we go. Here we go, Jim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Oh, was it good for you? I don't know about you boys. But I gotta say, I enjoyed my first Caleb Williams in a Bears uniform experience.
Yeah, man.
That was good.
It's gonna be a fun season to watch and dissect every week.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot. I mean, the group texts were popping. And I'm sure yours were, mine were. And I was watching some of that with my brother-in-law. And he leaned over to me and said, they got a guy, man.
Got a guy.
They got a dude. When's the last time? And I said, oh, you know, Sid Luckman. It's like the Bears have a guy. Like, the floor is so obviously higher than anything that we have dealt with, really, in this town. The floor of what's possible. And the ceiling is great to dream on, but the floor is like, that's not a bust.
You know what I mean?
That is not a bust.
No. No, a guy who can do that naturally, and I'm not saying he hasn't worked for it, but just not everyone can do that. Not everyone can roll out and throw that deep with that velocity on a dime, right? It's like that skill set.
Yeah, the
arm strength.
It's a really good arm.
Down the field with accuracy.
Good arm, very accurate.
While moving,
good eyes, yes.
Yeah.
All of it.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. Not everyone can do it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool to have a guy who can do it. That's a good thing.
Yeah. So
that's an exciting thing.
So so obviously you're talking principally about the pump fake 30 yards on the run, back foot jump pass on the money to Cole Kmet between the numbers.
So 40 yards.
Yeah.
Is it 40?
40 yards.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the one.
I mean, that's the one that people leave with in the highlight reel.
We can talk about the scramble. We can talk about the DJ Moore comeback. We can talk about the dump off to Swift that went for 42. But the rolling right.
Yeah, that's that one. I know.
The rolling right.
You know, you like that. Just very shiny.
Oh, yeah. It's like when I ask my wife what her favorite color is, and she says sparkles. The implication is diamonds. She likes diamonds.
Oh, yeah, that's a diamond.
She has expensive taste. Mm-hmm. Like her favorite color are things. She's like, I'm never going to up. She said it to me literally within the last week. She's like, you know, I would never upgrade the engagement ring that you bought me. This ring is so special. This diamond is so special. But, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of success or whatever happens in our life. I would never upgrade this ring.
Okay.
Earrings, however. Necklaces.
That's funny.
Necklaces.
I have already,
bracelets.
Danny, I have already purchased one upgrade diamond earring set for the wife. And there will inevitably be, hopefully, knock on the wood, another upgrade. The earring is where you upgrade.
She has no issue upgrading the diamonds on her wrist, around her neck,
sure,
in her ears. The one on her finger is apparently sentimental.
Well,
but my point is that diamond.
Yeah, the Bears have upgraded.
That is a diamond throw. That is whatever the most expensive brand of throws are. That's the kind of throw that the guys who get paid hundreds of millions of dollars are able to make. So yeah, I'm gonna focus on that one.
Okay, well, because I wanna, we're all gonna focus on that, and we should, but. Did you see him pointing out blocking assignments on third and 13?
I saw.
Did you see that?
I saw.
He's pointing out blocking assignments on his first third down. Do you see him directing traffic on third and 6, telling Keenan Allen to switch sides from the right slot to the left slot? I mean, the comfort level of that stuff. Holy hell. And then I'll take you to my favorite of the elite moments, even more than the Kmet pass. Well, maybe right up there. The improv shuffle to DeAndre Swift of just getting him the ball. Like, okay, I just got to get him the ball. And he waited. He waits on that screen pass to develop, man. He knows he's got to wait. And he knows, well, I'll just get it to him however I need to get it to him. And he gets to him and he's comfortable enough to do that from the get-go. This is a very special thing we get to play with over the next 10 years or so.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Like my dad didn't like his purse on Hard Knocks.
Okay.
He and I talked yesterday.
Skippity-boppity.
My dad is with Skippity-boppity.
Your dad is Skippity-boppity.
He could be.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, my dad is Jared Stillman.
I do not think that as a rookie, you can go in there and lead the team and say, hey, guys, here's my purse.
You know what? I think you can.
After that performance on Saturday,
I think you can.
Yeah. I think you can.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. You throw like that.
Sure.
You sure can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a better quarterback than my dad is.
Let's talk about things he can do if he's going to play like that, okay? Leap press on nails as long as he wants. Absolutely.
Are we back to misdemeanor felonies? Are we back to Class C felonies?
Yeah, we've done this.
That'd be a watered down version of that.
I just mean with the purse, with the purse is really triggering to Skippity Boppity. I mean, full on drag, and like as showing up a full on drag on game day.
He could be Chapel Roan out there. Go be Chapel Roan, brother.
Face painted white, evening gown, high heels. I don't care.
Well, that's against uniform code. Can't wear the gown.
Yeah, that'd be a penalty.
Wear that like walking into the game,
He's
going to the club, locker room.
Yeah. Shane, I wasn't talking about on the field.
Oh, thank God.
I was talking about it's like arriving at the stadium in full drag. Go for it. I don't care. Who cares?
I don't.
Thank you.
He's so.
I wonder if Skippity Bob.
I mean, you know what?
I do not.
I don't think about it.
He does not think.
He sucks, dude.
He does not think.
Jared Stillman sucks.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Porth's guy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Terrible, terrible instincts. It's very.
But that's besides the point.
It is besides the point.
The point is that.
Did you see the throw to Cole Kmet?
We got a guy.
That's the. All right. Can I workshop a thought for you?
Sure.
I'm gonna workshop a thought.
Is this a thought experiment?
It's not a thought experiment.
Okay. Well,
I mean, it's a take.
I might have to do my own experiment with it.
But it's a take.
Okay, go.
All right.
a take. All right, let me get on my Ashley Brewer.
Okay. Yeah. No, seriously, and you'll understand why I'm framing it this way because of, you know, things.
Okay.
All right. When LeBron James came into the NBA.
Oh, here we go. Here we go, Jim.
When he came into the NBA.
Okay.
Couldn't shoot. Right? But he could do things that we're like, no one can do the things that he can do.
Yeah, not a great long-range shooter. No post-up game, too, by the way.
Right. But it was like, oh, my God, his physical gifts. You can't teach that. And so you're like, well, over time, if he has a good work ethic and a good head on his shoulders, he'll learn the mechanics of a good jump shot. He'll learn the footwork of a good post game because those are things that basically anyone can learn if you are skilled at the act of playing basketball.
And if you have a great work ethic.
That's what I'm saying. Through work ethic and care, anyone can shoot a basketball if you are a basketball player.
Okay.
And Caleb, that running throw to the third level, that's LeBron's physical gifts. The throwing from the pocket, 1-2, let it go, 3-step drop, that's what anyone can do it.
I disagree.
Kirk Cousins can.
I disagree.
I
very much disagree.
Well, Tyson Bagent did.
That's a bad take.
Yeah. Tyson Bagent can do it.
Okay. Well, and that's good that he can do it.
Guys with limited athletic ability can do that if you work hard at it mentally.
I understand the take and I understand the thought. I very much disagree because it takes a certain amount of it takes a certain level of intellectual processing and brain processing and a comfort in terms of like things happening that quickly that is not necessarily a learned skill. So I disagree because we have seen skilled throwers on the run and skilled outside people who do not learn that. And I don't necessarily question their work ethic. So I understand what you're saying. It's not just like the rote mechanics of a jump shot do not have to consider going through the processes of your reads and that sort of mental process.
Sure. I think that though we have enough of a body of work from Caleb, and maybe you would dispute this, but like it's not like he doesn't have film of doing it from the pocket.
No, I do not dispute that. That was the thing that I was very excited about. I just meant in a general sense to say somebody who's got that skill can learn the other skill, I would disagree with.
All right. I think that the work ethic that he has shown, the aptitude that he has shown, and maybe it's just the bias of listening to the guy speak, man. He clearly cares. He cares a lot. He's a smart guy. He's been basically crafted in a lab since he was 10 years old to be a football player. And so I just want nothing about that play reined in from him. You know, like because
I understand that.
That's the MVP. That's the Mahomes. That's the Allen. That's the Rodgers. That's the Caleb Williams will win an MVP one day in a Bears uniform.
Yeah.
Like that, he will win a Super Bowl MVP in a Bears uniform. It'll be because a crazy bleep like that, that six dudes on the planet can do.
I agree. And that is ceiling stuff. But you gotta have the floor stuff to produce enough winning drives in a football game for your team in the NFL.
I guess.
And that's why I think it's true. And that's why he does need the other stuff. But like you alluded to, I mean, like there was a moment where I had to say out loud just to make sure everybody knew like where I was. I don't doubt him in the pocket. I don't really doubt him there because there's a lot of tape from him in college of doing that stuff in the pocket. I think they've got a guy who can do both. And he will have some growing pains, but I think they literally have the guy who can do both. And that's what you need in the NFL. Mahomes can do that. You know, Mahomes can beat you from the pocket when need be.
Yeah, of course he can. Of course he can. But year one, dude, go play football. Like learn it, get better at it, work at it, practice it.
Yeah.
But a dude who can do that already, man, work it into your game plan. What did we always say about Nagy? It was stubborn, square peg, round hole. He wasn't building the system around what the guy can actually do. Roll out. Like get that man on the move.
And they did three different bootlegs with three different throws at three different depths, man.
Yeah, I want to see more of it. I'm curious. Let's hear first impressions. 312-644-6767. Lines are open. Let's hear first impressions of Caleb Williams. Want to hear from Caleb Williams. We'll talk about other guys in that Bears game. We will do some Cubs because apparently they're not done yet, even though I don't know if they got the memo. It's football season. But we will be talking Caleb Williams' first impressions with you. Lines are open. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I love this. This is my type of party. I love this.
Afternoons on the Score.
Yeah, there's something about him. He's very self-confident, as you know. Not cocky, but self-confident. And he's just got a way about him. It's very engaging, very comfortable. And he knows what he's doing out there.
All right. First impressions, Caleb Williams in a Bears uniform. Parkinson Spiegel on the Score. We'll hear from Caleb in a little bit. We'll talk about other players in the game. There were other players, right?
There sure were.
There were other players.
There sure were. And, you know, let me just say, I don't know if anybody has represented chaos more than Velus Jones Jr. in this town in any sport in a long time. That dude is just, he is walking chaos.
He is. All right, let's take some calls here. Joe in New Lenox, first impressions of Caleb Williams. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I was a huge Justin Fields guy. I wanted to keep him, but I can safely say after watching Caleb for 18 snaps, I was completely wrong, and I am glad we did this.
Good for you.
All right, Joe.
Joe, good for you.
Admitting you were wrong, getting new information, and adjusting your opinion. Congratulations on being an evolved human.
Thank you.
That's it. That's beautiful. Joe, did you happen to see any Justin Fields highlights in Pittsburgh as long as you brought it up? It was not good. Didn't go well.
I heard that he had the same problem he had here. He couldn't hold on to the football.
Yeah.
A couple of fumbles.
Well, you know what I saw, though? I saw a guy, it was just, unfortunately, takes him a long time to throw once he decides to throw, and there was very little anticipation, you know, on some of the stuff. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. I saw a lot of people reacting with that kind of thing. It's like, yes. And it's, you know, due respect to Justin, but if you can restart with somebody who does not have those issues on a rookie deal, it's kind of an easy choice.
I'm happy with where the Bears are. Matt's on the south side on the Parkinson Spiegel Show. Go ahead, Matt.
Matt. Hey, guys. He gave me the yips on the very first play on that first drop back where he scrambled around, got happy feet. He had Rome in the slot with the slant. Rome literally put this guy in a phone booth, shut the door, and ran away from him in front
literally?
Of his face. Literally. Anyways, right in front of his face, and he couldn't see it, and then started getting happy feet, drew the penalty, and tossed it out of bounds. Granted, he did have some very impressive throws after that, but I don't know, man.
Oh, okay. Well, that
you're concerned.
All right. I loved that play. I absolutely loved that play because he scrambled looking to buy time to throw, did not scramble looking to run. I didn't even notice the slant that he might have missed. But that's interesting. I'm sure if they do believe that and agree with you, they will bring it up and he will listen loud and clear because he wants direction. He craves structure and he wants to get better. So that is all fair. I will say this, 4 of 7 on the numbers, 2 of those 3 incompletions, straight drops.
Yeah, yeah.
Drop by Komet, drop by DJ Moore, should be 6 of 7. The other incompletion, I think it's the one, Did it go on the books as an incompletion when he got the defensive penalty, when he got the illegal contact, or is that does not exist?
No, the throwaway.
Okay.
Right when he was rolling out of bounds and he just threw the
throwaway,
ball.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
The throw on the illegal contact, dangerous throw. Didn't like it. Didn't like it at all. Rome did not have his guy beat. Jim Miller said that Caleb was late throwing the out. We will see some stuff like that. Could easily have been intercepted. Hated that. And that's why I'd like to cut him and start again.
Oh, man, you're a tough grader. I want to keep him. See, that's why we're just naturally disagreeable people here.
Exploit conflict.
Yeah, exactly. There's a real debate show happening over here. Spiegs already wants to cut Caleb Williams. Cody's going to write a banger article about that for the website. Dave's on the road on the score. Go ahead, Dave. First impressions, Caleb Williams, sir.
How's it going, guys? Yeah, my first impression for Caleb Williams is you guys have already nailed it. You can say all the good things that he does, right? He's poised in the pocket. He hits everything well. But I looked at it a little bit further, too, is that I like seeing the fact that the Bears look like they actually took a step in evolution. It's no longer coach in, coach out, calling the same old plays. Here, we got a big name coach. She's just going to call our 1945 playbook. It actually looks like the Bears have taken a step in evolution to become an actual football team. That's what I love about
it. Hey, Dave, can I make a guess? Sure. I'm guessing you watch the rest of the NFL and not just the Bears?
I caught a couple of games. I caught the Texans games, and I caught the
in general.
No, I'm saying in general, like on a normal NFL Sunday. My guess is you watch more than just the Bears.
Oh yeah, I love the Steelers too.
Okay, so this has long been a theory of mine. A lot of people in every market, not just Chicago, only really watch their team. And so then you're like, oh man, the Packers always have a good guy, but you only know that really because when the Bears play the Packers, like. To me, when I watched Caleb Williams, I was like, that's how the rest of the league looks. You know,
right.
Damn near every
right.
fan base is like, I've had a guy like that before.
Yeah, and it's actually nice to see that a franchise name team is actually playing well and up to where the standards should be for a team that started the league.
There you go.
Yeah, no.
Thanks for the call, Dave.
I think that is absolutely true. Danny, your point is right, and his interpretation of a true heritage franchise finally having a representative quarterback of the modern NFL. That's like, oh, well, they got one. They got a guy.
Yeah. And people say, oh, it's one preseason game. There will be bumps in the road.
Sure.
There will be interceptions. You're not allowed to sign him to his contract extension right now, though I would if I was allowed to. So this will be a process. But that thing, that it factor that throw can't be taught. It just can't be taught. So I don't know, man.
But I feel
it's
like
so great.
My pushback on that is I feel like I have seen that from other Bears quarterbacks at times, including Justin.
Yeah.
Including Mitch every once in a while. I've seen that throw on the run to the point where we would say they got to build that in. So It's the fact, like, I find myself, I'm more impressed with the processing, like the breakdowns of what he did on the DJ Moore 3rd and 12. Holy hell. It's like 3rd or 4th read stuff. The fact that he's already showing that, the pointing out blocking assignments pre-snap, like I found myself crazy impressed with that kind of stuff. And yes, the throw on the run. But I feel like I've lived that before, and I need more. I need the full package, and he's showing me capability of giving you the full package.
All right, you want one more here before the break?
I like calls.
All right, let's go to Chris and Tinley on the Parkinson Spiegel Show. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, hey guys, I'm just super excited. I mean, if that's the base level of operating skills, like Spiegs is just saying that he's coming into the league with, as far as processing, then I'm super excited. I feel like I didn't have to squint to see a franchise quarterback there, but I also need to remind myself that development is nonlinear. I mean, so he's going to make throws that are going to make us want to pull our hair out. If he goes out and lays an egg against Cincinnati for whatever reason, that doesn't mean he's a bust equally as much as just this one game doesn't mean that he's going to be a Super Bowl. And so just trying to balance my feelings here.
Well, that's very measured, but he will be a Super Bowl MVP one day. But thank you, Chris.
I'm with you, Chris.
Appreciate the call.
I saw the floor. I saw the floor, and like that is perfectly said. You don't have to squint to see an NFL quarterback. We've been squinting for 7 years.
Like maybe if Mitch only played Tampa with five starters out,
right.
Every game.
If they split the field in half and they got him this guy and that guy, and they ran for 160 yards and the defense played well, then yes, you know, yeah, we don't have to squint.
It's not Fitz magic today, it's Trubisky magic.
Oh boy, that's a rough moment right there, because it's like Mitch magic is right there. If that's what you're doing, Fitz magic can correlate to Mitch magic, but
yeah, Trubisky magic just doesn't roll off the tongue as much.
No. I once booked a guy for a birthday party, for my son's birthday party, and he came there. He was doing Trubisky magic. It's a terrible party.
Full refund. A ton of people want first impressions. There was one thing that Caleb said after the game that I was like, damn, that was pretty damn smart. It's next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.